from tin penny whistle as a child in Belfast to world-renowned virtuoso and conductor, James Galway's career, for which he was knighted by Queen Elizabeth, includes the years he held the position of principal flute with the Berlin Philharmonic under the baton of Herbert von Karajan. We had the rare opportunity to speak with him briefly about those years, which have been capsulized in a new release entitled Ich war ein Berliner. As we were bringing up the line, I heard someone whispering poetry into the microphone. And I said, I don't think that's Sir James.
That's me. That's
is that
me.
Oh, it was lovely. How do you do, yeah, Sir James? Jill Pasternak
well.
Here at WRTI.
Hey, how are you doing?
I don't know if you remember me. I interviewed you, it's 100 years ago, 1999. You came to our crummy studios, which are no longer. We have a beautiful broadcast center here in Philadelphia. And we did a cover story on you, and you were just wonderful when I met you.
I remember it very, very well. We came with my friend Fred.
That's right, you did. And we had a wonderful interview, and you were so accessible, and it really, I'm so delighted that I can speak with you once again.
Me too. Me too.
A lot has happened for you within that time, I'm sure.
Sure.
Can you remember what's happened since then? I don't know.
Tons of things.
Yes. Well, you, of course, are doing a tour now of the United States. Is that right? 22-city tour.
Yeah, that's correct. And 22 concerts.
My goodness. And you will be appearing at the Wilmington Grand Opera House on the 22nd of February.
Correct.
And you are not only performing as soloist, but you're also performing with your wife, Lady Jeannie Galway.
That's right. That's
and also
right.
conducting, so no wonder you have a lot on your plate. Tell us a little bit about how this whole tour came about, other than the fact that it's the Mozart's 250th birthday.
Well, you know, when you're planning a career and you plan things ahead, like we have to do because you have to make sure the concert halls are free, you think, what shall we do on this particular tour? Another flute recital tour or a tour with orchestra or what shall we do? And then we realize, hey, it's Mozart year. We should do Mozart. So we did. And we just made a recording actually with the Polish Chamber Orchestra. And we're playing some of the music on the tour.
Now, is that...
But the record won't be out until after the tour, unfortunately.
Well, you just answered my question. I have to tell you, they sent me a record from... DG with it's your newest Ich war ein Berliner, which you...
Boy, your German's good.
I don't understand what I'm saying, though. That's the only problem. But I must say you're very handsome on this, and I see you for the first time without a mustache, and really it's a wonderful picture.
Yeah, that was my Solzhenitsyn period.
Well, tell us a little bit about that period. You said it was probably the happiest time of your life, and you were very much influenced by von Karajan as well.
Yeah, the orchestra was playing in that orchestra at that time was really fantastic because it was a real German sounding orchestra, and it was this big romantic band, mm-hmm. and they played things like Beethoven symphonies, Schumann symphonies, Brahms symphonies, Bruckner. And it was just marvelous experience. And, of course, Karajan was a tremendous conductor. And the orchestra loved him, and it was a very close-knit relationship there.
Well, you said, or you have been quoted as saying that he was an enormous influence, not only, of course, as a conductor and you playing as a principal, but also in your conducting style. Is that true?
Well, yes, in a way. More in the style of rehearsing. He was a very good rehearser, you know. He really knew what to do in a rehearsal and how to get things together.
I want to ask you about that. I don't know if you can really break it down. When you say that, you're talking about rehearsing an orchestra that is on the top of its game, that knows the repertoire backwards and forwards. What does a conductor do in that case? Is it his own interpretation, or what is he rehearsing you on? Entrances, certainly not. What actually is he concentrating on?
Well, things like ensemble and making sure the thing happens. For example, if you do the beginning of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, you know this famous da 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 da. Da-da-da-da, to get that so that there's absolutely no doubt in anybody's mind what's going on. He rehearsed that maybe for about 5 minutes, just that bit, so that if he walked into the podium, looked at the orchestra and nodded his head, they'd all go, da-da-da-da.
So it was really ensemble, yes, of course.
Yeah, and things like he would draw people's attention to the everyday things that we do and take for granted. You know, the slow movement of Beethoven's fifth, let's say, and he'd say, listen, there's no accent on any of these bars, and it's pianissimo or piano. So we got, this is telling the 12 cello players of the Berlin Philharmonic, who are all individual big right. hotshots, how to play. And suddenly this took on another dimension, because, you know, when you listen to it and it's really soft, there's the first accent written by Beethoven himself. And it makes a big difference. And you see, when you hear this played pianissimo, no accents on anything, it's like the idea for a symphony. It's like the idea for what's going to come after, like all these big variations on that tune.
The preparation, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you see, when you're a kid, you know, and your teacher tries to get you to play in time, they say, put an accent on the bar.
Right, right, yes.
So you
yes.
go, ba-da-ding, dee-da-da-da-dee, da-da-da-dee-da-da.
Yes, right, exactly.
And some people still do that.
Yes, I mean, unfortunately.
When I listen to some of my colleagues and they're still taking the breath marks that they did when they were 11 years old, they should revise their way of thinking.
Yes, I'm sure you must, actually, you have a lot of years to look back on, but I'm sure you must play repertoire occasionally that you played a long time ago very differently now.
Oh, I do. I do, that's for sure. Well, I'm a different person, too. You know, there's different things nagging me now that nagged me before. You know what I mean?
When not your wife, when I hope.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't nag me, no. Just different things that get on your, that distract you, you know? And sometimes it's very hard to actually concentrate when things are truly distracting you, like a divorce or something like that. And, I mean, I'm a different person now than I was definitely 20 years ago. That's for sure.
That's a good thing, though. I mean, I really do think that people should mature or grow or mellow or whatever they do. There has to be a change, certainly from when you were much younger and certainly when you were at a certain point in your life. So I think that's probably good. Are you still playing your flute with diamonds?
Oh, well, I've got one of those on tour with me. It's actually a Cooper flute. I've got two flutes on tour. I just got the 1 minute signal from the box here.
Okay.
So I'll tell you quick about these flutes. I've got an Agahara flute and my Cooper flute, and they're the ones I'm going to play on this tour.
Okay. And you're going to glitter, and you're also going to conduct, which is very Baroque of you. So I have a quick question. Do we have time for an answer?
Yeah.
You premiered something by David Amram called Giants of the Night. And what was that experience like? It was jazz and Afro-Cuban and all this.
Amazing. It was amazing. Absolutely amazing. We played it again when we premiered it, we had applause after every movement. And at the end, we had like about 7 or 8 minutes applause. It was amazing. And I played it with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, and that was the same effect. It was just fantastic.
Do you think
it's a great piece.
You'll record that at some point?
I'm ready to do it, but you have to convince the record company.
Yes. Thank you, Sir James, so much. A pleasure speaking with you.
I got to leave.
Okay. Thank you again.
Sure. Bye-bye for now.
Take care. Bye-bye.